Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms. India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Yes, this is live. Chris Arific. He has no guest. He is Sylvie-less today. He is also raring to play some fantastic new stuff for your ears. Just let me pause this Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop promo that you just heard and get you to dig the sounds of the Parts Unknown show. I have Patrick Garrity, my dear friend, to thank twice. One, for gracing me with his presence last week on this show. Mr. Gal Grayson himself had some amazing and delectable little requests that I played lots of, but failed to play all of them. And this is one of the ones that didn't make the cut just because I didn't have a place for it. It needs its own show, this track does. Now, this is a band called Standing on the Corner from New York. You look at their picture, and there's a guy playing a trumpet, there's a guy playing an upright bass. You think this is a jazz band? Not so. It is so much more. Excuse my cough. That was a tune called Get Out the Ghetto, Part 1. Oh, thank God there's a Part 2. That is Standing on the Corner, beginning the Parts That Don't Show. Today, I am talking to you live. I was told that I can have live guests soon. I think today is the day. And I have extended a request to my dear friend Ben, who had always graced me with his presence for, I would think, 15 years. And because of the COVID times that we're living in, he has not been on the show. Well, if he has a little bit of time, he will come and we will chat about absolutely nothing because that's what we do. Now, today, I do not have a guest. And that, well, except for Ben, if he does come. But my guests for the past 41 shows have done a great job with eclectic song requests. However, lots of them are very old requests. Well, today I have hardly anything old and I have nothing but new from Halifax, Nova Scotia's Century Egg. This is a new one from, I guess, a 7-inch, a 2-song EP called Mirror. I'm going to play the song that they will let me play, a tune called Moving On. Let's move on to Century Egg on the Parts Unknown Show.
Oscar Wilde. I was always an effeminate child, running from the boys to wines who were wild. They don't know when to go, not to mention surface tension. Sitting in the street writing poetry, dirty verse about you and me. I don't need a lobotomy. They don't know when to go, not to mention surface tension.
Oh, so lovely. That was lovely, and we'll discuss it. But this is a station ID. You are listening to 101.9 CITR. All those wonderful tunes will be discussed after a couple more great tunes.
Thank you.
Well, how about that? Now, I don't know if you have ever heard that song before. I don't know if you've ever stumbled upon it on YouTube, but they call this tune the most mysterious song on the internet. No one knows anything about it. Who is the artist that did it? What is the song called? What band did this song? No one knows. The only thing that they know is that it was recorded in Germany around 1982 and 1984. There was a two-year period that this tune could have been created. And no one out there in the world of, I guess, 4 billion people at the time claims ownership of this tune. There have been false claims, but the real owners of this pretty catchy little ditty have shrugged their shoulders and said, I don't want any part of the discussion. Crazy. I have no idea what the song is called. When I put this in my DJ Land play sheet, I just plugged in a whole bunch of question marks because I don't know what it is, but what I do know is that it's lovely and it went well with a tune from Vancouver Axe Spectres. I think I played Provincial Wake last week, but why not again? Why not? They have a new album called Hindsight, and I played the song Provincial Wake. Very, very nice. More songs, please. Spectres, you only got three for me to choose. I want more. We also had a little something from the likes of Mouth Congress. Do you know who is in Mouth Congress? I think that that tune that I played, Tactile, is an old song that got reissued. But Mouth Congress is the work of Scott Thompson of Kids in the Hall and a contributor to Kids in the Hall, Mr. Paul Bellini, who has been in many Kids in the Hall skits. It is a lovely song by Mouth Congress called Tactile. This is from a reissue that was put out by, oh my gosh, I wish I could tell you. It is one of those hip, young, happening record labels that was hip and happening 10 years ago. But it's still around, which is great. Clapper had a song called Success from their self-titled full-length. They are from, oh, I don't know where they're from. I have to find out. Clapper, I think that, oh, I wouldn't even know where they're from because their label put this out. Their label is from Germany, but they are definitely not from Germany. Also, I had something from Dummy. I've been playing this LA band quite a bit. Ecstatic Product from the Mandatory Enjoyment album, brand new. And speaking of brand new, Century Egg with their tune, moving on from a two-song EP called Mirror. I will play Mirror when they will let me, but not right now. Okay, who said Deerhoof? I said Deerhoof, and I want to play new Deerhoof. What a prolific band. I think this is their 18th album, and the new one is called Actually You Can. This is some bumpin', dancey, rockin' beats from the San Francisco Foursome. Plant Thief is great. Actually You Can, the album, even greater because they are great songs, just like Plant Thief, all over it. Let's play it now on 101.9 CITR.
I'm
Oh, I had the microphone on the whole time. I hope that you didn't notice, but I bet you did. Okay, see, there's hardly anything distracting me, yet I'm distracted. And when there's lots to distract me, I am focused. I need more chaos. From Holyoke, Massachusetts. Where's that? Landowner, Holyoke. Never heard of that place, but I've heard of Landowner just recently. They have a new album called Impressive Almanac, a tune called Identical. It's very, very poignant, the lyrics talking about how we're all starting to look, sound, and act the same. Hence, Identical. Lovely. Also, I played something from Nubs, and I want to have a quick shout out to TJ Felix, who was a former guest on my show. TJ requested a tune, I forget what it was called, Job by Nubs, and that was another song by a band that has not been around for, I would say, 35 years, but they were great. A song called I Don't Need You Because I Got Me. Nubs had some new parquet courts. Very good. Look, I don't know what you think about this band, but good bunch of songwriters. I like their pop hooks, especially on that track. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you enjoyed Deerhoof. And now, I can't believe I get to say this, there's a concert to go to. Ashley Chateau, the wonderful Ashley Chateau, friend of the show. I got a chance to bring her in for a chat a few months ago, talking about the new album, Only the End, November 6th. It's November 1st right now, so this coming Saturday at the Lido, lovely little Broadway bar that has live music sometimes. It hasn't for a very long time, but it's going to be jumping, bumping, and thumping to the new tunes that Ashley Chateau will perform on that stage. The new album is called Only the End. This is a tune called I Will Remember. Do you know what I will remember? To go to the Lido this Saturday evening.
Your memory left my
You are listening to 101.9 CITR. The song that I want is You Need Me. These are Whittier, California's female species. Not a band anymore. This is a reissue, and it's a great one.
Standing from afar, a child in the stream, wading in the tears of every convict on the street. I saw figures forming round you, and I'm worried that they'll kill your glowing skin, unknowing eyes. What hasn't happened to you yet? You're surrounded by the same man that ended me. When I was 17, they'll say your trial's going public to choose one witness from the dream had tucked inside your untouched heart before you were even seen. You speak your truth out loud, not knowing what it means, and then they'll steal your intuition and call it state property. You're surrounded by the same man. Thank you. when I was 17. You'll keep your body and restore your soul. Six times in your life, each time will be more bold. And I give you every inch I have to keep that first soul from going bad. They'll twist your head and hold your hand to keep you from going too far before you're turned around into a knot and you've forgotten who you are. Each sings an oracle song before forgetting who he are. You'll keep
so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on. Thank you. skip a life completely, stuff it in a cup. She said money is like us in time, it lies but can't stand up. Down for you is up. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. It was good what we did yesterday, and I'd do it once again. The fact that you are married only proves you're my best friend. But it's truly, truly a sin. Linger on.
Lovely job. It's going to start. I knew it. All right. That was the Velvet Underground, Pale Blue Eyes. Lovely job. Yes. I forget what album that is from. Is it from the Banana album? I'm not sure. It's great, though. And the reason why I play it is because there's a new documentary out about the Velvet Underground, directed by acclaimed director Todd Haynes. And I haven't seen it, but I'd love to. Have you seen it? What's it like? Is it good? Is it bad? Anyway, I was on the fence of whether I should play a Velvet Underground cover, because there is a compilation that is out right now about playing Velvet Underground songs different or almost exactly the same for today's young bands. But I stumbled upon a version that Roxy Music frontman Brian Ferry did, and he did a version of What Goes On, and I was thinking, should I play? You know what? I'm going to play it. And I also played some Ashley Shadow to begin. I played some Circuit des Yeux, a tune called Oracle Song, that sounded very much like Adele. I'm not saying anything bad. But it could, I could have heard that on other popular radio stations. It was very nice. It was sung magically, but it was, yeah, it was not what I was expecting, and I'm a little floored by it. Good kind of floored, perhaps. I also played a female species from Massachusetts, no longer a band. That band had an album in the late 60s, and it still holds up today. Let's play this Velvet Underground cover that Brian Ferry from Roxy Music did. I will see you very soon, probably 2:11.
Good. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Is this music? I can't get enough of that sweet music. Hey, how about we get some music? Oh, there is music playing? That's great. I love music. If I ever have a kid, I'm going to let him listen to music because music seemed pretty fine to listen to.
Want some more of that sweet, sweet music? Listen to Dialectic with Dan and Chase, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is my favorite part coming. The song's over? I know.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR. Get ready for an instrumental number from the good people of the Parts Unknown show. Oh, that was fantastic. I think I've played that before, but maybe not. Omni Gardens from Portland, Oregon had a tune called Watering Plants. Now, a long time ago, there was a gentleman named Mort Garson, I believe a Canadian fellow, that had an album of music that was, in theory, a means to aid your plants to grow more. It was this idea that the right music would make Mort's plants grow big and strong and bear very, very good fruit. And I think that Omni Gardens probably has that album in their record collection, because that song, there's a couple plants behind me that grew 4 or 5 inches just listening to that. Well done, Omni Gardens. The new album is called Moss King. That's Watering Plants. The sound of the synthesizer or whatever instrument is making that bleep, 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 it sounds like it's actually water coming from a spout. Maybe it doesn't. But anyway, it's great. And I hope that you enjoyed it. And I hope that you enjoy. I'm going to enjoy the music of Bonne Nuit. They are from, I'll say, the island. I think they're from Victoria. This is the project of my friend Drew that I haven't seen in a while, but I really enjoy his music. He was in, oh God, there was a great band that he was in Vancouver. They played quite a bit. I can't think of it right now, but he's on to other things like Bonne Nuit. There's a video that I am going to watch, and you will only listen to the music here. This is Give It the Night, new music from Bonne Nuit. And this album that this is from was recorded by recording mastermind Colin Stewart of The Hive. A long, long time ago, he had a Vancouver recording studio called that, and lots of great bands recorded there. He had moved to Victoria, I believe, with his family. And get this, it's his birthday today. This is Bonne Nuit, recorded by Colin Stewart. Happy birthday, Colin. And we play it now on the Parts Unknown Show.
Thank you.
Metal ballads, almost. Rock ballads, two of them right there, and they are fabulous. Dead Soft, a band from Vancouver, British Columbia, a trio, have a new single out, and it's called As It Grows. Play more, make more, Dead Soft. And we began with Bon Nuit. Okay, yes, Drew was in a band called Manhands, but I swear that there was something else. That's not the one. I knew Manhands. Like, everybody knows the band Manhands, but I thought that there was one before that. But maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure I'm going to get a text soon. Anyway, let's go to Oslo, Norway. That's where all the good music is. Like Porto Geese. Not the greatest name for a band. However, a pretty darn heavy duty song. And then a couple of classic songs that I'd never heard before, and I bring to you, courtesy of the Parts Unknown Show.
We'll be right back. hello and greet you. I would like to meet you, baby. Say hello and greet you. I would like to meet you. Say hello and greet you. All right. We'll be right back.
Duncan, do one of these mics work for you?
I hope so.
Oh my gosh! We have guests. Yeah. We finally are allowed guests the first time in 2 years.
It's been a long time.
Yes. Now, you don't usually... can you hear anything in your headphones?
Yeah.
Okay. Duncan, it's been such a long time since we've done this, and you don't even have work on campus, but you just stumbled by realizing that your buddy Chris is doing his show, and here you are. I was expecting Ben. Ben's not here.
I was on my way to Wreck Beach and looked in the window and saw you, and I thought, oh, I'll go check this out.
Were you really?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, man, you were braver than I. It's so cold outside, and you're going to get naked and go in that water.
It is chilly.
Oh, yeah. It is so chilly. Now, I have not been able to discuss matters with people live, and this is so exciting to me. I have been getting guests from all around the land. You were one of those, very long time ago.
Yes.
And it is nice to discuss things that you were not at. You were not at a very important show. It is a institution in Vancouver that when Halloween happens, what do our community do? What does our community do?
The VSO for the kids' Halloween
special.
That's
right. It's Halloween, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
And the orchestra. We love that stuff, man. The oboes were awesome this year.
Nick Anderson dressed up as a banana.
Okay, I don't know who Nick Anderson is.
He was in Fanshawe and some other bands, but he plays French horn for the VSO.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Well, that was a very obscure reference, and I don't think anybody would get it, even Nick Anderson.
No, the covers show at Redgate.
And wasn't it lovely? Now, you were not there, but you saw a live feed of it from the comfort of your own home.
Yes, I was at Parade of Lost Souls earlier on.
Saw
former CITR staffer Seamus Sullivan perform as Frankenfurter.
Unbelievable. And, he would be a fantastic Frankenfurter.
And there was a band that played a song that normally has guest vocals from Russian Tim.
Oh!
But he wasn't there, but they referenced that normally Russian Tim sings this. But anyways, so I went to that and didn't have a ticket for the covers night and then watched the live stream of Spooky Dookie, the Apollo Ghosts Green Day band.
Yes. And is that what they were called?
Spooky Dookie, I think so.
Oh, okay. I thought Spooky Dookie was the feed, that they called it Spooky Dookie.
No.
And then hours and hours of great bands doing songs from other great bands, except Phil Collins, who is not very good. But the covers of the Phil Collins songs were awesome.
There you go.
Yes. Have I silenced you?
I think... Well, Dookie is the first Green Day album, isn't it?
No.
Second?
Oh, come
third,
on.
Fourth?
It's the third.
Third.
The first one, let me tell you a little something.
Take me
1,039
down.
Slappy Hours is the quintessential first album by Green Day that contains the classic track Going to Passalacqua. Then they decided to do their artist take with the second album, Kerplunk. Then they decided to get signed to a major label, and thus Dookie was born.
And that's where I came in.
Yeah, that's where you came in. You were like all Weezer with the Green album. You didn't care about no Blue album. Oh, good times. Anyway, other bands were doing great tributes, such as our buddy Jarrett. I don't know what their band was called, but it featured members of so many bands and some Toronto folks that now make their home in Vancouver. Jesse Locke was on the drums. And his partner was singing. But I don't know what band she was in. But they did REM. And what a quality job. Some obscure deep cuts, but a couple of pop songs that got the crowd a tapping and a rocking.
Did you catch Feral Crow?
I saw the, what is the song? I don't think it's it. If It Makes You Happy, but I saw the very last track, and they were fantastic. Katie Gravestock, big up to a very impressive performer. And let me say about the Phil Collins cover band. That was a collection of very solid musicians. It included drummer extraordinaire Gil Galecki, our friend Patrick made mention of the solo in the air tonight, where Gil just did it perfectly. And it's a ba-dum, 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 bum, bum. And the way that it sounded live, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
Now, do you have any, did you get to see all of it, or did you just pick and choose and then you had to put your lovely children to bed?
I watched a bit of it after the kids were in bed, but Dora informed me that it's still streaming. So if you go to redgate.tv, it's
you
still
up. It's still happening right now. Yeah,
they never stop.
Oh my gosh. Which band is playing now? There really is a whole bunch of just like the Cars.
Yeah, it's the Jay Giles band.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that was so good. I should have went there. Billy Squire. I should have said Billy Squire. Anyway, speaking of Rush and Tim, now I am going to end a little bit early today because I got to get my head right today. What an interesting day. I am going to first tell you what you heard. Eerie Apparent was a band, I think, from Vancouver. My friend Diane Davies mentioned this band in the Facebook members group, Vancouver Music Nerds, for which I am a member. Are you? Of course, Duncan. Okay, look.
You invited me, or you told me to get on there.
Well, I wasn't forcing you. I mean,
there's... You held a gun to my head. I don't know where you get a gun.
What? But I'm not allowed a gun? Well, you get a gun. Why can't I have a gun?
Actually, it was my gun. But anyways, a gun was held to my head, and you forced me to...
This is some pretty good improv that we're doing.
Yes.
Very
yes.
Impressive. Okay, well, Russian Tim... Oh, no. Let's get to Russian Tim in
Winter
a second.
Hawk.
Winter Hawk, a band that their album was reissued just recently, and Bandcamp was talking all about it. The album's called Electric Warriors. They were a band of Native American folks from San Francisco, California, and they released a whole bunch of great songs and a couple of great albums. That was a song that I played called Dark Skinned Lady. Were you waving to someone?
Some guy was just staring at us, so I was like, hey.
Did he give you the peace sign back or
no,
another sign?
He looked freaked out.
Oh, right.
And he walked away.
People talking in a booth. What's so weird about
Let's go.
Winterhawk, yes. We also had some Portuguese, a tune called What a Day from Oslo, Norway's Portuguese. Had some Dead Soft, had some Bon Nuit. And speaking of Russian Tim, he's got a new album out. Isn't that wonderful? Russian Tim and the What?
The Pavel Burris.
Very good. Oh, I'm very impressed with that.
He's my radio neighbor. I got to know these things.
You definitely do. And he is going to be on my show promoting said album maybe next week or the week after. I think it's this coming Monday, next Monday. So tune in, please, Duncan. A nicer fellow, Russian Tim. Is there an equal? There's one equal. It's Duncan McHugh. Let's play, since Duncan doesn't have a new album yet, let's play something from Russian Tim's new album, Something More in Russian. There are a couple of tracks that I could play, and one is called Tightest Slide. This will be my final tune, and then I'm going to get out of here. Thank you very much for listening. Russian Tim, take it away. I will talk to you, Tim. Later, I will talk to Duncan later. Maybe one day, Ben, I will talk to later as well. I will hear from you and you will hear from me next week. Take care. Yeah.
No, they must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Like I'm not even there at all.
Awakened one. Listen without distraction.
Ready or not. You're going in.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just